And it's the moment where you have to really put your faith in action. You know, your faith is tested because what you see is scary. But I'm reminded of a scripture. It says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. And that's what I try to operate in every day. I try to just share love everywhere that I can, socially distant, but as much as you can, to stand in power. And that power comes from the Word of God. That's where I get my power, my strength from. That's where I go to push through moments like this where I'm challenged. And so we'll get through it, you know. I know it feels some days like it's just never gonna end, but it's gonna end. And when it does, I believe that God will have given us the victory. Not just me, but you too.
Way.
was no way yesterday. Where there was no way yesterday. Where there was no way yesterday, a way will be made. Listen, the same God who came through the last time will be the same God who will come through this time. Say it.
Same God.
Yes, sir.
Came through
the last time.
Last time.
Be the same God who come through this time. Everybody say the same God
came through
the last time.
Will
be the same God
who come through
this time. To get up, say the same God. Comes my God.
Yeah.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Here comes my God.
Yeah.
Here comes my God. Here comes my God. And where there seems to be no way, here comes my God. I know some of y'all going through a wilderness experience right now. We all are just in a wilderness. It feels like the wilderness. But one of my favorite scriptures says, "For God is not unjust to forget your labor of love that you give to the saints." In other words, He's keeping a record. He kept the record. And there's so many of you all that did good to people and helped people and came through for people, and nobody thanked you, but God saw it all. So right now, while you're going through your own wilderness, don't you think God is going to show up for you?
Yes.
Those same seeds that you gave to other people, He's going to use those same seeds to replenish you and make sure that you don't lack for anything. Everybody say it. Say, no lack.
No, no lack.
No lack. We speak that over you today. God has a harvest coming your way. Take y'all back to the first project. I mean, I don't even know this song. You gotta be a die-hard group therapy person to know this song. If you don't know it, we're gonna teach it to you. Say, whoa,
whoa.
I'm waiting for my harvest. It's coming to me. Say, whoa,
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 whoa. Now, coming.
It's coming.
Everyone, I pray that everyone is well. And I just want to talk to you briefly about how the coronavirus outbreak has been affecting me.
Clearly, we all know what's going on right now, and it's a weird time for all of us.
Normally, in times of crisis, I would run home to Ohio so I can be with my mom. But my mom is 79 years old, and so she is one of those people that are at great risk.
I'm also a teacher outside of singing with Anthony Brown at Group Therapy.
I had just gotten into like a really good schedule with work, and it was just totally abrupted.
I was out on a national tour in a Broadway show called Miss Saigon, and it was the biggest role of my career, and it got shut down.
They have had to shut down schools, and so to not be able to see my students on a daily basis, it's really hit me kind of hard and hit a lot of my coworkers very, very hard.
Essentially, I mean, my world has been like turned upside down. And just like you, I'm trying to figure out how to navigate this new way.
Just wanted to encourage you all, like, we will get through this. This too shall pass.
Take care of yourself and to take care of others. stay away from everybody. Stay from, you know, the parties that I know you want to go to, or the restaurants that I know you want to go to. Just follow the rules, stay home, and stay safe.
I'm, you know, practicing social distance. You know, I'm keeping my distance from even my loved ones. You know, it's hard.
With God, nothing is impossible.
We will get through it. Make no mistake. God is faithful.
Things may be different. Things are going to change. But one thing that we do know is that God never changes.
God is indeed our safe place. He is someone that we can run to.
So continue to stay encouraged and be blessed.
I love you guys, and I hope everyone is being safe.
I love you.
I love you.
We love you, and we're praying for you.
And stay safe. Love you.
Trust in you. Everybody sing, say, I will
trust,
yes,
in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you.
That's good news. Say it like you mean it this time. Come on. Say,
I will trust in.
Yes, I will.
You, Lord, I will trust.
Yes, I will.
You, Lord,
yeah.
I will put my trust in you.
not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you